Then it leapt clear of the pool, arching as it sped back down. A pale, plump frog, which had strayed too close, vanished into the big fish's jaws. Corvus peered at the reflection of Sicarus in the pool.
Did well speak again?
The smooth snake reared slightly, so that I was looking into the raven's eyes.
He spoke, as always, of our ancestors, Rigvaska and Sumis.
The raven's voice was flat and harsh.
Yuck! Are we forever to bear the guilt of the blinded doom-white? The dust of seasons and the mists of time have long blown away. Our fathers' fathers could not even recall when Rigvaska and Sumis were alive. Why should we?
Sicarus adjusted her coils, tightening briefly around the head of her host.
Because they were the ones who let the eyes be stolen. It is we who must get them back.
With a quick, angry movement, the raven pecked one of the snake's coils, which was close to his beak. This caused Sicarus to relax the pressure on Corvus's head. She hissed soothingly.
We have done more than any other before us. For do we not know the name of the thief who stole the eyes? Prince Gonth, a mere earth-crawler.
The raven tyrant groomed his breast plumage irately, shifting the snake's grey-brown coils as he did.
A mouse thief, thousands of seasons gone now. All we have is stories told by other young earth crawlers in the Redstone House. Mayhaps more will come to light if Viku's crows capture the storyteller and bring him back here to us.
Time inside the caverns was not marked by the passage of day or night. Corvus Skare and Sicarus waited impassively, brooding over the still surface of the dark pool. It was some moments before Viku, leader of the crows, called out from the small passage between the two caves.
Havoc! My bird bring word from the Redstone House for the mighty Corvus.
The raven hopped down to the pool's edge.
Bring them here to me.
An escort of rooks and chuffs brought the two crows forward. Viku took his place beside Corvus.
Mighty one, my birds did not capture the one who told stories, but they bring useful information.
Sicarus hissed.
Let them speak for themselves.
The two crows prostrated themselves with outspread wings in front of Corvus. The larger of the two spoke.
Aka! Our brother captured a young one from the Redstone House, but he was slain by a strange beast and flung into a ditch. There were many Redstone creatures there. We had to hide, or we would have been slain also. But we heard their words, O mighty one!
Corvus Skare raked the stone floor with his fearsome talon.
Speak then, tell me what they said.
The two crows relayed the solution of the puzzle as best they could, speaking alternately.
Bird has no rubies, snake no emeralds.
Where are the stones, hidden well by Prince of Thieves?
They waited in silence, not daring to look up.
You heard those words?
Viku spoke for both his crows.
If that is what they said, then that is what they heard.